Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Now, when you look into also the word, when it comes to the issue of deception, I'm looking at Proverbs 31, verses 18. Psalms 31, verses 18. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speaks insolent things, proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Now, deception is a direct contempt, against the righteousness of the Father, because it's the righteousness of the Father that is found within the saints. And then also, it is an insolence. It is also a spirit of pride that sets one directly at war against the Most High. Remember, he humbles the proud. So deception is a declaration of war even against the Most High. And many people don't know that when you delve into that, you might be the grass that suffers when the war takes over. We need to be careful, Professor.
Much, brother, again for that. You just ended up with a disclaimer sort of to me when you say deception is a declaration of war against the Most High. So it says to me deception is equivalent to lie, whereas lies is the absence of truth. So it means if we speak of the absence of truth, we are eliminating the Most High, who is the truth himself. So when we live in deception and we entertain deception from ourselves and we become the ones who are deceivers, it means we are the ones who are discarding the Most High from our lives. And if that would be allowed and encouraged and given wings to fly, it means we are just, as you have said, declaring war against the Most High. In a reverse order, if then you will find that you are exposing yourself to deception, so it means you are allowing such a situation to destroy the God who is in you and the faith that has been imputed into your heart when you accepted Yeshua as the Lord and Savior. And then it means you allow yourself to be killed, or you allow the life that you have taken as an eternal life to be destroyed by somebody else who is an external candidate in this case. So it is something that we need to really, really guard against. So saying this, it comes to me that deception is also more about enslaving the lives of people. If you could get to a point where you are given an information that will enslave you and you can't think beyond that particular information, you've been enslaved because they are tuning and channeling your thought patterns to a slavery mentality, which is outside the word of God. So these are the things that we must guard against, as you keep on saying. We need to define and also expose the signatures, the symptoms and the signs of deception and what they do in the life of a person. So they enslave a person. They make a person dependent on those things other than depending on God. And also what we must know is that these deceptions have come with a controlling power. So they bring some kind of a hypnosis spell, if I may say that, because people end up unable to live beyond what they've heard. That which they've heard is lies. To them, it becomes so much of the truth that they see everything revolving around that, and they cannot speak and never live outside of what they have heard. And God is saying this is a life that he would not approve, because the lying lips become an abomination to him. So if there was a lying lip into your life that spoke into your life and you have allowed such, it means you become a person who is void of the presence of the Lord, and your actions cannot be aligned with the will of God. I'm reminded of a story that is found in Genesis 37. We are finding the brothers of Joseph there lying to the to Jacob, who is the father of Joseph. So this was the time when Joseph has been captured by the brothers. They put him in the pit, and then they decide to sell him to the Ishmaelites. So when they had to go and respond to the Father, they went to the Father with lies and deception. And we see the Father grieving to a point of desiring to die, and even utters the words of death, that it means I'll go to the grave in this manner, simply because he's been put into that state by the lying tongue. And you have said earlier on when you were quoting here that the lying tongue is like people have been cut off, and they have nothing else they can speak other than lies. So we see the sons of Jacob at the time going to the father and say, this is the coat of many colors of your son. He's been devoured by the wild animals. And all of that picture, the picture that was formed in the life of Jacob, to him, it painted death, because life is death. Life introduced death in the life of a person who hears it. So whether you are aware of it or not, the fact that you are living now in an information that is less of truth, it means your life is channeled to death, because there is no more God in what you've heard. Mm-hmm. And it means everything about you is now growing into this life of death, which is what happened to Jacob. We can read this in Genesis 37, starting from verse 31 all the way to verse 35, that he began to die even though he was still alive, because lies kill people, and lies control people, and lies make people to think in a certain manner, which take them to a death state.
I hear you. Let's take calls. 012-334-1322. Greetings and welcome, sir.
Good evening, Brother Ray. Good evening, family. How are you?
Very well, and yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. This is Brother Anonymous speaking here. Happy New Year to all of you. Happy New Year. Brother Ray, you know, in one's own observation, I think the greatest deception, specifically of the 21st century, is social media.
Mm.
Because if I look at what amount of damage, there's more damage and more bad than good that this thing has brought. I mean, if you look at what is happening in households, in relationships, in families, in marriages, etc., how much deception has just managed to creep in and infiltrate its way within those various aspects of life. Even at schools, I mean, if you look at what has happened, the introduction of, for instance, these telecommunication devices that are known as cell phones. Initially, there was a lack of discipline, etc., but everything just converted into smartphones with social media interaction thereof. There was a grand amount of deception. There was a lack of discipline. So everyone just went wild at school. We started to experience problems that we never, ever even imagined that we would ever actually envisage that we'd have at our schools. I mean, you look at it in schools, you look at it in corporate spaces, if you look at the amount of deception that has also crept in once there's been an interaction of social mediaization of everything. So social media, in my personal opinion, is really, really has caused a lot of deception to find its way into our society. May God really help us in every aspect of life. Thank you. I'll leave over the radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We appreciate. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, there. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you say. And we are touching base on this, the issue of deception, its nature, and what it is even all about. Sometimes we tend to say, okay, I've been in this ministry long enough, so let me just allow this to go on. I'll just let it slide. And that's how you lose on, and that's how your soul gets captured. We need to be careful then. And of course, Professor, I said earlier on, those who speak insolent things, dealing proudly, it says insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. And it says, let the lying lips be put to silence. What does that mean? It's a direct war with the Most High. To be put to silence means to be quieted up.
Mm.
To be deadened, to be made defunct, without functionality, to be put to death. So it's risk, it's a serious risk that people are taking when it comes to this aspect of deception. And they know it very well. They know even the scriptures, even more than us. They know even the scriptures. So I'm just seconding what you said there, Professor. Now, when you look also in Psalm 7, verse 14, it says, "Behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives troubles and brings forth falsehood." The wicked brings iniquity. In other words, when there is this notion of deception, you are opening up, those who are listening to you and taking these things that you say to them, you are opening up, you are opening them up towards wickedness. It means you are opening up for wicked spirits, even if it's in a church setting, because people like church settings and stuff. You're opening up doors for wickedness to creep in. And it doesn't end there. It also says you bring something that is not loved by the Father. Let me read it again. "Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak insolently, proudly, and contemptuous against the righteous." It means it should be put to death, right? Okay. Now, it also says, "Behold," now I'm in 7:14 of Psalms, "Behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood." So deception is a conception of trouble and iniquity. Mayaki?
Straight, they are coming back. I'm telling you. Hey, Ahi, it's deep. You know what we are discussing is deep, because these things we take them for granted. And now we can see how the scripture starts to reveal. We've been sitting with these things. Even some of them, we see them really wrong, but we've not acted. And in some instances, we also have contributed, or we have supported them directly or even indirectly. You know, so it's a problem to say now, we truly need to make a choice. We need to make a choice now that we are starting to identify these things, to be able to
see
the ball.
Yeah.
How about First Samuel 15, Ahi, number 22, yeah. And then Samuel said, "Does Abba Yahweh delight in offerings and slaughterings as in obeying the voice of Abba Yahweh?" "Look, to obey is better than sacrifice. To heed or to hear is better than the set of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and stubbornness is as wickedness and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of Abaya, he also rejects you as the sovereign." You spoke of a declaration of war, Ahi. You spoke of a declaration of war to say, we are, when we reject him, it means we are on the opposite side.
Yeah.
We are the enemy. That is what we ought to know and to understand, to say we are making ourselves the enemy. He wants us to be one with him. But Rona, we are choosing the Salafist party over and that is what we are doing. So it shows that he values obedience.
Yeah.
Right? He values it more than anything else, that We ought to be listening to his command. So obedience is a sign of trust, of love, of submission.
Mm.
While the sacrifice gets to be motivated as self-interest, pride. Because he who feels good, I will set my throne up on high and be like the Most High.
Yeah.
Competition.
Yeah, hold it there, man. Just hold it there. Hey, Putwami.
Hey, my brother, Brother Ray. Yabulisa mfortune kameli shalom sele ri Jesu Kristu.
Sawubona, sawubona.
Yabulisa no brother Baruki no prof Wisondizi.
Amen.
Deceptions, Brother Ray, yazi, these are schemes of the devil and his demonic forces at work. Deceptions are weapons of the devil. Ngoba nge deception uSathane ufuna ukubusa izimpilo zethu. Siguqele yena. Hayi uNkulunkulu. I-deception ayisebenzisa kakhulu namhlanje kubantu abafundile nabangafundanga, kuthi abantu abafayo sebesebenzisana noNkulunkulu. Senathi i-entry point yabo, ngoba manje uyazi ukuthi uJesu Kristu esiphambanweni igazi lakhe laphalala, kepha yena sebenzisa isilwanyana nje esadalwa uNkulunkulu esingadalwanga kuyo imbuzi. Ya. Besathi entry point yabo ukuya emathunini bayoguqa. Ngoba obaba omkhulu babo azathi abadala sebanelungelo bahlezi noNkulunkulu umdali wethu. Nabantu yibo abazosikhulumela nomdali wethu.
Sure.
Kepha lena i-decision enkulu, Brother Ray, ngoba iningi lala baba omkhulu bethu lafa lingamfuni nokumbona uJesu Kristu.
Because of lento then. Because of i-deception.
Yeah. UJesu Kristu wasinqobela ngegazi lakhe bakwena.
Yeah.
Ngoba uSathan always into ayenzayo uyabuza bese enza i-opposition. Ngokuthi makuthathe lesi silwanyana imbuzi ukuthi igazi lembuzi lizokwenza konke. Imbuzi abantu bayikhonze ngokwecile, Brother Ray. Uzobona noma ukuhambe umuntu nawufikile lapho kuzothatha imbuzi. Ubaba omkhulu ikheshe elidala likhulume kule mbuzi. Lithi le mbuzi lena mayikhulumele umufi kuNkulunkulu. Mayikhulumele umufi kuNkulunkulu. And into enginothisile la makhehla lawa iy'mpunga lezi, after isikhashana kuthi basise bahambile mhlawumbe basile bea. Laba bebaphakamisa imbuzi ukuthi ikhulumele umufi lona, kukhulunywe ney'thakazelo zabasibani bani.
Hey,
deception sometimes like they have the rays. It's like a joke.
Yeah. It's sad.
Abantu imbuzi bayikhonza ngokucile ukuthi izobakhulumela bona nobamkhulu bese bona besikhulumela nobaba omkhulu babo.
Hey, my dad.
I-deception ukuthi enkulu nakuza ama-holiday awo Christmas. Uzothola abantu beya ulwandle lakaNkulunkulu. Lapho they have this belief ukuthi nangangena laphayana amabhadami konke kuzophuma. I-deception i-deception enzima kabi. Into elisazagcwala lapha emalwandle yona, Brother Ray, ukuthi nangangena umuntu athatha imali yokugcinaye laphayana, ithemba lakhe lisuse kubani? Kumdali wakhe. Aye belolalwandlela lemanzi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Brother Ray. UNkulunkulu anibusise. God be the glory.
All the time. Thank you so much. Blessings to you, sir.
Blessings to you, my brother. All the glory be to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Mayaghe, you were about to finish?
Yeah, Mayaghe. We could also look at something like colonialism. We could also look at something like imperialism.
Yes.
Which has some form of a supremacy.
Absolutely.
A domination.
Absolutely.
By others over maybe that someone feeling that they better or like, you know. So those are the sort of things that we could
Absolutely, absolutely, my Achi. Something that people overlook is the inherent evils that have manifested as deception over a period of time. And to a great extent, we have gone on to actually debunk what is really taking place.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Thank you so much for the WhatsApps, man. Quite a lot of them came through. I really appreciate. I really, really, really appreciate. I think we have this one from Bongani. Sir, greetings.
Sakubona mfundisi Ray nama guest akho ke lapho ke nabalaleli bonke ke be radio pulpit. Isihloko deception part 2. Qamba manga part 2. Kunama vesi ke akhulunywa ke ngabantu ke basezweni ke nabazalwane. Angatholakali ke encwadini ke kaGenesis kuya kuRevelation isambulo. A lie says God helps those who helps themselves. Yangizwe ke lezi inkulumo ke kubantu ke abasindisiweyo ke nabantu basezweni. No one can help himself. We need another. From Genesis to Revelation, there is no such verse. Our help comes from God, the Holy Spirit, and from other people who are sent by God. Asifundeni ke encwadini ke Psalms chapter 54, verse 4. UDavid uthi, behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. Funde ke futhi ke nasencwadini yamaseHebheru ke 13 verse 6 siyoyifundela ke lapho. Enye ke incwadi ke Psalms chapter 121 verse 1 to 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence come from my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Usizo lwethu kumele ke luvele ke kuNkulunkulu owadala izulu nomhlaba. Akakho ke umuntu owasiza ke uNkulunkulu uma edala ke umhlaba. Manje ke yini uNkulunkulu esingamsiza ke ngayo ke ezimpilweni zethu? Uma ke sithi thina sicela ke uNkulunkulu asize, siphinde ke futhi ke sithi siyayisiza, uNkulunkulu uyasuka ke lapho. uNkulunkulu kumele ke silinde ke uNkulunkulu, we must wait upon the Lord. Ukuze ke siluthole ke lolu sizo. Sifunde ke nasencwadini kaJohane 14 verse 16. Iti, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Sifunde ikhona ke futhi ke leli vesi ke kuJohane 15 verse 26. Incwadi kaGenesis chapter 2 verse 18 uthi, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Ngempela ke lana ke ebengeke kwazi ukuyisiza ke uAdam nabantu ke besilisa ke abakwazi ukuyisiza ke bona ngabodwana ke ngaphandle kwabantu besifazane. Hey madoda, iarm struggle ayisisizi ke ngalutho. Kudingeka ke abantu besifazane ke ukuze sisizakale. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Isizulu sithi kulele kunye ukuba kubili ngabe kuyavusana. Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. Angeke ukwazi ukuyisiza ke udinga abanye abantu. Angibonga uNkulunkulu anibusiseke. Amen.
Amen. I like it when you say I'm struggling, I was sizwe amadoda. Basiza abantu besifazane. Hey madoda, ngisele ngimangele nami.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067 429 7564. or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Memorin Pakula.
Good evening, Brother Ray.
Good evening, ma'am.
Ngiyezwa, I am listening. I am a listener.
We appreciate you.
And I am a pastor. Brother Ray.
Ma'am.
The person okhulumayo right now. Can I please ask a question, please? Hade ningixolele. Ukuthi this person okhulumayo. Mina, I'm not getting her. Is she a pastor? Is she a teacher? Or unikeza ubufakazi? Is she worthy ukuba epulpit? Because of pulpit is for the word of God. Is this person saved? Did she receive Christ as her Lord and personal Savior? May I please ask this question, Brother Ray? Aningavumeli abantu bazokhuluma intando yabo epulpiti. Speak their mind, speak whatever it is that what they read the word, they do whatever they want to do. Yet we don't know ukuthi they are teachers of the word, prophet of the word, professor of what? Let me ask you, ukuthi u professor wani in the word of God. Ngani ngoba thina sazi abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu sinodini. So yena u professor wani lapho? Let me just ask you a question. Ngiyacela ukubuza Brother Ray ukuthi u professor wani lapho epulpit? Ngani ngoba a professor epulpit? You cannot be a professor epulpit. Epulpit is we speak about teachers of the word. Abavangeli. Preachers of the word of God. Those that bring the word of God. Oh, professor. Asibafuni thine pulpit. Ngani ngoba they bring their... Angazi u professor one. It's a professor of lies or prof... I don't know who professor one. I am bringing this to radio pulpit. Ukuthi the person... Angazi ukuthi u professor ban Sundays wakhona. Wase uje u professor wani nani ngoba ipulpite yezwi likaNkuluNkulu. That is all. I will bring the word. Or maybe she's a professor of lies. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Yo. I don't know what to say. Mam Pakula. I choose not to respond to you on this one. Such a personal attack on someone on air and really derading them when you actually claim that you don't know them. It's quite sad. It is very sad that you say that. Anyway, I'm not going to respond to that. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, good evening. How are you, Pastor Ray? No professor, no Pundisumurake, La Poga, the Banale Boke, the Red, no Pilpit. I go shoot it and I'm trying. It's about deception.
Yes.
It's a lie that the ancestors, that the ancestors, they plead for us to God. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love, their hatred, and their envy had now perished. Never more will they have a share in anything done under the air, the sun. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. It's a lie also that the ancestors are closer to God. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. If you want to hear lies, attend a funeral service. The people giving testimony about the deceased, they were all good while some were evil, treating others bad, walking far from God. But you hear people and other pastors saying they are now in heaven with God. The truth says in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. None of our departed beloved ones is in heaven. They are at a waiting place for the coming day of the Lord, which is the judgment day. Let's read in Luke chapter 16, verse 22 to 23. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and being in torments in hell, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Konke ke lokhu ke kunokukhulunywa ke ngabantu ke bakithi ke okungamanga ke kunokuthi ke bashumayele ke izwi lokho kusezwini. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu anibusiseke lonke ke niphile. Amen.
Ameni, siyabonga. You can send us your WhatsApps. We still can take. I've got quite plenty here, but we still can take some WhatsApps. You can talk to us directly there.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, of course, Professor Buyiso Ndezi is a professor at the University of Johannesburg. And of course, also she is a pastor. She is also raised by Umfundisi Nomamfundisi in KZN. She's a pastor here in Roodepoort. Just to highlight just a bit there, she is a teacher of the word. She's a discipler. She's a prayer warrior. She indeed is a child of the Most High. There's no need. Uthi sithukane on air. Mayaki, you wanted to come in.
Ash, Ahi, you know, I'm so sad and I'm heartbroken.
About what now?
About something that Mama just spoke now, my beloved, my favorite Mama Maureen.
It's sad. It's
you know, like I feel like even crying. I don't know Professor B personally, but I have shared shows with her. I enjoy working with her. You know, I think we complement one another so nicely. You know, like researching and, you know, and I learn from her as well, you know. I'm not a pastor, my ach, and now Isil Khuriano, one who has got only to speak of the word, it should be only pastors. Then where does it lead people like the fishermen?
Yeah.
The master didn't go to the synagogues and take Baruti, you know, that new scriptures and all that. But he chose to use fishermen to come, and he said, I will make you fishers of men. So in whatever wrong that we make, maybe unknowingly, I can't hear, because, I mean, I listened, but I didn't hear anything wrong that the professor said, perhaps, that may say otherwise, that Mama Ritupa Maitswarelo from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, it's the second time this is happening. Actually, even when we were coming on board here on the show, I was questioned just like that. So it looks like people who talk on this station should be pastors. But I want us not to even go there, because it is the way that the devil would be happy to dissuade us from that which is the truth. Professor is fine with this. And, so we are continuing with the show. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334, and I want to focus on the show. That is why we are here.
Ulindi udlala ngana airtime ilokuthi lonke limbiza ngomabhaza
nangomabhaza
abomakhelwane sebadiniwe nguye ngombani ubaqedile airtime.
Ngiyakubawa Mike, ngizokuthatha nje 2 minutes this time.
Lindi akunamuntu, zami MTN Extra Time.
Lindi, unge stressi. Nge MTN Extra Time, unga ufona bese ubhadela muva. Fumani airtime, idata, namkha ama voice bundles namhlanje. Tela *136*2#. Ufumani extra time namkha udownload iMTN app njenganje. Kunembandela. Senzani namhlanje. MTN.
All right, let's take a listen to some of the WhatsApps that have come through. Hey, Matata, WhatsApps have come through. And I think we really have to get in on them. Just give me 13 seconds. 13 seconds.
Real radio for real people. Serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Baruti, greetings. Galibitso la mogena Jesu wa Nazareth.
Amen.
Ke rata topic ya tsatsi la ka jeno haholo mo e buang teng ka deception.
E ntate.
Baruti, tsitsena tse re phelang ho tsona. As a world, we are so deceived. We are so deceived to a point e loreng ho phela the life of lie. Or being lied to, it's like a normal. We are so deceived to a point ya hore reetsa modimo e ga re umaka. When you read the Bible in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1, modimo o bua hantle mono wa re galemela against this deception. Baruti di sifulwe itsikitsela eloreng. It's a devil way. It's one of the spider web. Yeah, elo ring ihona ho kwala batho ba bangata. Mazatsi ngana ka jenu lena satane o re thetsitse sira se re thetsitse ka tselelo ring. Ha re etse ka ba re bua dintho tse sennete ka tsona re bona ke le normal. So re hloka mohau wa modimo.
Yeah. Ka nnete re hloka mohau wa modimo. Abantu ba ngihlupa manje ngo Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Professor, awuhleke tu. Hi. She has a very thick skin. I mean, if you are an HOD in the University of Johannesburg, you really, she knows better, powerful, stronger, vicious criticisms than this one, especially attacks on a person. Anga gwenzanga luto. Edson.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening.
Labalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit.
Thank you.
Sathanda ukubonga inhlelo lisinika zona ezisikhulisayo.
Hallelujah.
Spiritually. Ngibonge iwisdom olayo. Pastor Ray labo bonke olobosisi ayanda bonke elisebenza kuleso station.
Amen.
Kulunkulu alikhokhelela livikele. But umama lo osanda ukukhuluma against to professor hey, hayi akukho right. Siyacela kungabi labantu abaza attacka abantu ngaleyo ndlela eyenziwa ngumama lo. Ngiyabonga. Nxa lile number zakhe likwanisa ukukhulumisana la ku-inbox, limcele ukuthi sicela uhlelo lethu lungaphanjaniswa kanjani. Asiyacela sibili, siyajabula abanye, asisalaleli amanye ama-radio station. This is our best radio station in this world. I'm from Zimbabwe, Edson Piri. Ngiyabonga.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Edson. We really appreciate. Pastor Mangaliso.
Ngibulise mfundisi uRay egameni lenkosi uJesu.
Hallelujah.
Siyasibonga lesihloko lesi sikhuluma ngedeception. Manje esikhathini samanje iBhayibheli liyasho ukuthi ispirit esiyohamba kakhulu manje it's a spirit of deception. Yiko lithi iBhayibheli mele sibe ne spirit of sokudisena, discerning spirit. Once wangaba ne spirit of discerning ulimela usekho uhambile bakuthathile. Namhlanje sekudume kakhulu indaba yabantu abaningi abathi babona uJesu baza nezinto eziningi and balahlekisa abantu abaningi. Asiphiki ukuthi uJesu saba uyazibonakalisa kodwa namhlanje kumele sicapheleni ne-deception ngoba uSathane i-trend uyathanda ukungena kuyo. Khona abanye ke manje abathi athi lo mfundisi yena uyobona uJesu and njengoba abona uJesu sona abantu kumele beze kuye ku-one on one bazoconfess izono zabo zonke azibhale phansi from la asasemncane khona akhuphuke nazo ya zonke azibhale and kumele azofola i-line ye-one on one. Sekuyise Roma ke manje kupapa. So we must be careful bantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi singabi deceived, singalahlekiswa. Uyabona khona omunye odume kakhulu obuyisela abantu ku-Africanism. Ya kunzima kakhulu bathu bani umapongo or umaphango or umapongo. Yes, umapongo. Hey, kunzima abantwana bakaNkulunkulu sebabuyela emadlozini bayahlaba bayamixa bayasheba. Hey, awusatholi kwenzakalani deception lithi iBhayibheli imfundiso zamadimoni. Let us be careful bantwana bakaNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu usiphila umoya engcwele athi kumele sicele ne spirit of discernment. We need to discern the spirit ukuthi what kind of spirit it is. It's spirit of antichrist is phume kakhulu. Amen. Umangaliso ezola egameni lika Jesu. Amen.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu Mangaliso ezola. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu.
Good day Pastor Ray.
Good day
and,
sir.
Honorable guest professor. I we thank you very much for the great show as always, building us, motivating us. You know, sometimes you are down when you listen to these shows, man, you get uplifted. And then about the other caller, I won't share any sentiment. However, I would just like to table my view to say this is a Christian radio station. We are here for the good news.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Kenneth Kopase, Gauteng, Johannesburg.
Thank Goodbye. You, Kenneth. Thank you so much, Mr. Kopase. I really appreciate what you just said there. Prince Mabuya.
Baruti kya dumedisa ka lebitso la Morena Jesu wa Nazareth. Bahlanga ba modimo moya ona ke moya o loreng o tletse ebile ke moya o loreng hana jwa le tsena o a rena o rula lefatshe ka tsela e loreng bibili ya kere o na le mo e buang teng in the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 chapter 2 verse 1 mo modimo a re galamelang teng kgatlhano le o thetsiwa empa moya ona wa o thetsa baruti ba ka ka tsela o keneng ka ona le ka tsela o rulang ka ona e ka re ntho nngwe le nngwe e normal. We have been deceived in such a way e le goreng e ka re it's a lifestyle. Ga motho a fitlha wena a bua se e se nnete a o fa se e se nnete e se ka re ke ntho normal ke tlwaele ke tlwaelo. So this spirit we need to repent against this spirit because the spirit is in a Saudi sifuwa murubaruti waka di family tse ngata di pshatlehile batho ba bangata ba mabitleng di gereke phuteo tse ngata di arohane ka lebaka la moya ona ona ke moya o tshwanang le python. Python is a different snake, it's not like other snakes. Python baruti baka I take jwalo ka dinwa tse ding. It looks so innocent mara yet it's deceiving you in a way of swallowing you. So le moya ona baruti baka o jwalo mesebetsing e mengata batho ba phela ntle le kgotso batho ba phela ka dikgapha ka lebaka la moya ona. Moya ona ke moya e le goreng o tshwere lefatshe ka jeno ke moya e le goreng currently wa operator go e le goreng le di-character tsa rona re le batho character tsa rona re le batho Satan o re thetsitse ka tsona go to believe gore we are not enough se modimo a se creatileng it is not enough. So this is a demon se le goreng baruti baka is attacking and in a silent way and is destroying haholoholo ho batjha haholoholo ditshebeletso haholoholo di Christians.
So I hear you quite well. Of course, this is 657 medium wave radio pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Conclusions up next.
Sanibonani, I am Bonakele Majuba, the MSc for Education in Mpumalanga. As the term of office for the current school governing bodies comes to an end on the 31st of March 2024, I take this opportunity to call upon parents and guardians to participate in the upcoming school governing bodies elections to take place from the 1st to the 31st of March 2024. School governing bodies stand a position of trust towards a school. They play a significant role in ensuring that schools are governed in a manner that advances the interests of the learners and their educators. These elections must be democratic, free, fair, peaceful, and adhere with education legislative framework. Thank you.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
All right. Just before we get to that, let us finalize. Just before we get into Roni Phahla, if we ever will get into Roni Phahla, I don't think we will. Right. Let's come to the conclusion of the matter. Listen to this. This is just fantastic. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Deception is so cynical. We really need to guard our hearts at all times. What do you say finally, Professor?
Thanks again, my brother, for that scripture in particular, because that's the verse that I was going to read. Jeremiah
79. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So the deceivers of the day, one of them is our heart. If we are not searching our heart and to see if anything that is in there is pleasing God or not, we are going to follow our hearts and do things that are outside the will of God. And hence, we need to constantly review and do introspection of what our heart condition is like. And it takes me back to what I said earlier on in 1 John 2 verse 4, that a deceiver and deception comes from an individual who will say, I know him, but not do what he commands.
Yeah.
So if you say something and you're not living it out, that is deception, and that gives people a false impression of who you are and what you are saying and what you are all about. The last scripture is in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, as I come into a close. It says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter time some will depart from the faith, giving heed to the deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. So these are the things that happen to most of us in the last days. And at the end of the day, we are controlled by the deceiving spirit, and we are not aware because we don't search our heart. Now, I'm putting on linking these two verses, that in the last days, there will be an increase of the doctrine of the demons, and there will be increase in the deceiving spirit. So if we are not aware of the condition of our hearts, sometimes we might find that we are now being infiltrated by these spirits that allow us to do what they want, and we are under the control of the spirit. And that's what we must guard against, against as the children of God, because this is the weapon that the enemy is using to take the people of God away from him, using this kind of spirit.
I hear you. And Mayaki, I know this has really hurt you, what has been taking place, what Memorin said. I'm actually embarrassed, you know. I invite a person here, Ugutazo Togwa. It's so sad. Right. When you look into the very same Jeremiah 9:5, everyone will deceive his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. Deception is a booster for iniquity in societies, in families, in lives. What say you finally?
It is true, my ass. It's one of the greatest deceptions that a man can be led to the wrong. You know, the things that Hashatan even speaks to us into our minds. So the tongue is the tongue that is of iniquity, that is of deceit, that we are talking about, leading men to the pits of hell because him wanting us not to receive a crown. The other scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, which says, do you know that your bodies are the members of HaMashiach, that is the Messiah? Shall I then take the members of HaMashiach and make them the members of a whore? So deception is also when we get to whore, because then as the scripture continues, we joined to be one body with a whore, we become one flesh. So we need not to follow all these ugly and wicked things that are of deceit, that are of Hashatan, that removes us from the presence of the Supreme Almighty, but to be obedient to the word, and that we ought to clean our cups, which is our hearts, of any iniquity that our cups may be holding, so that the cup must not just be clean on the outside, but even on the inside, it ought to be clean, and to serve Abba Yahweh and him alone. Amen.
Absolutely. And of course, this is Radio Pulpit at all times.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
All right, we are taking it to part two of A Deeper Life. If one lives a deeper life in Christ, we are taking it to part two next week. And of course, if you remember how we started this program many, many years ago, I started it with Francois Buerta. When we started it, we used to call it Perspective. It was on Tuesdays. And then we changed it along the way. When Francois left, I continued with the show. We changed it. We called it Tuesday Live. Then we went on. Then I went on to do Wednesday. Then Thompson came in into the show. Now, back on the show, we also did. We also had guests. And one of the guests that we have is also Mashadi Mutobi. Probably next week we will feature her back again after quite some time away from the show. And, of course, it's been great. Professor, thank you so much. I appreciate. Pasa regards.
Thank you so much, my brother. I want to say thank you to our listeners for love, for support, for protection, for everything. May the Lord continue to bless. All is well. I'm okay.
for protection. And of course, Mayachi, thank you so much. Sorry, man, for laughing at this sister, man. She knows she's got to be strong. She's got to be strong.
Yeah, to the Rabbi, Mayachi, thank you for each and everything. Thank you to our listeners, each and every one of them that are making time to tune in.
Yeah.
Also to Professor Buyi, and to know that we love you, Professor. And I enjoy doing this with you. So let the listeners join us again next week, and may we have a blessed week. Ya bless. Halala.
Ya bless to you. And of course, tomorrow we are still on. I will be with, tomorrow I'm with Professor Samuel Kabamba, Pastor Sam, and also Karabo Mraka. It's taking place tomorrow. Same time, it's called Wednesday Live. Otherwise, and from Thursday, I'm in from 10 o'clock at night. So, yeah, it's been great. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApp. There is not even a single WhatsApp that really did not inspire. Even the negative one, it did inspire a thought on us to be thoughtful and respectful. And I think also each and every call and each and every listener and the ones that are praying for us, we continue to love you. Have a great night. Mayachi, thank you so much. Tudaraba, Professor, thank you so much. I appreciate.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Auzege. Thank you, thank you. And of course, to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. And by his Holy Spirit, he shows us and guides us into all truth. Shalom.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.